Hi, this is Deborah. My new Costa Rican friend, Meli, invited me to go dancing with her last Sunday night at a popular dance club in Sarchi, which is the next town over from Gracia. You know, I've always wanted to learn to dance the salsa, the merengue, the samba, but I've never had any lessons. On the 20-minute drive over from Gracia to Sarchi, Meli teased me as I practiced saying, "Yo no sé cómo bailar," I don't know how to dance, in Spanish, so that I'd be able to respond if I was asked. But as we pulled into the parking lot of the dance hall, Meli reached over, she touched my arm, and she said, "Pero me gustaría tratar," but I would like to try. And she was right. I really did. I wanted to try so badly. But when we walked inside this huge pavilion and I saw the immense dance floor crowded with couples swirling and dancing so fast and so beautifully, I immediately felt intimidated and self-conscious, you know, so full of myself, my doubt, my own discomfort. Ugh. We found seats at the bar and we watched this amazing Latin band singing and dancing their hearts out. It was incredible. The view out the window behind the bar was this lush, beautiful jungle hillside. I'm telling you, I had to pinch myself to remember where I was. It was all just so stunningly beautiful. But the idea of trying to dance like those people had me really scared. I remember thinking that a drink or two would make this so much easier. But those of you who know me know that liquid courage is no longer an option for me. So I was stuck with my ego and my need to look good and battling with my desire to join in the fun. Has this ever happened to you? Well, I'm happy to report that in the end, my ego lost out. And I said yes to a very nice man who said he would be happy to teach me. Well, the dance steps were quite complicated. I couldn't make my feet go where I wanted them to, which was really frustrating. I was stepping on this poor man's feet and, frankly, resisting him at every turn. I was trying so hard, but it just felt so awkward. Until finally, I just closed my eyes and I stopped trying. I just focused on the music and I let this man lead me. I surrendered my ego and I just let go. Not easy for a girl like me, but I did it. And I got to tell you, I had a ball. I danced one dance after another. I said yes each time I was asked, and I had the time of my life. It feels so good to say yes, doesn't it? It feels so much better to say yes and to feel the fear that goes along with that than to sit on the sidelines, you know, tending to your ego and struggling to maintain the appearance of cool. If you're like me, the only way you learn or grow is by doing, not by watching. Yet I've spent so much of my awake adult years in analysis of my life, not in the actual experiencing of it, the living full out of it. At the end of the evening, dripping with sweat and pumped full of endorphins from one of the best workouts I've ever had, my ears ringing from the loud, pumping Latin music and my voice hoarse from yelling over it, I drove us back over the hill to Gracia, feeling so happy and proud and more alive than I have in years. What do you want to do more than anything? But your need to do it perfectly or to look good doing it is keeping you from trying. What would it feel so good to say yes to? What is it that's holding you back from having the time of your life? And what if you traded in, "I don't know how," for "I would like to try"? My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice. I work with courageous women who are done with being stuck and playing small and are ready to take the next step. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.deborahbarron.net. You can also connect with me on my Facebook page, Deborah Barron Coaching. If you click on the like button, I'll send you a free copy of my ebook. I'd love to hear from you.